blah, blah, blah. I didn't think that it's necessary, but anyway, since someone was mayor of me, so next time go over briefly, I mean, these places. I didn't think that it's necessary to go over this. But anyway, but today we'll go over the thesis, Kanu Aloha Kablezea, begin. Mishimai Aloha Begitin, no Kadgit, Aloha Kemesia Bishoshto. Aber gab die Cholam Roid, die Kamo und Sabri, die am Leser darf gebieten. Keine Lohn, die Schmuel bediene, die Polik mit Fanna der Rot, die Polik mit Kamo und Rab, wie kommen wir ab wie Schorstens. Ab wie Schorstens. Now, the reason is why there are a number of them Roy who say that we don't pass from like a blazer, wie Schorstens, is because according to a blazer, so, the star, we come to star king and for the misere. For the misere. But, as far as the moment is concerned, so there is a posse can hear me because of the safe of Hasein. So, in Mele, there are only who say that even though it becomes a star king and for the misere, and in order to become a star king and for the misere, so, it's so long ago, and it becomes, and if it get becomes the Shtakinian for Edemisire, so Shtorimomen also becomes Shtakinian for Edemisire. Also becomes a Shtakinian for Edemisire. But there is the possibility called because of Misire of Hasein. So the Pshat could be, certainly according to the Shittas of Eve, which is the Shittas of Moses Rashani, that if we call it a blazer, that Edemisire Kase, but Edechsime, without the Misire is also good. So Mele, the Pshat could be in those Amroim that Loyoma, that Halocha Krableza begins, Shosh Torres Loi, that true, that insofar as Ishtakhin is concerned, that becomes through the Misire. But since there is a Posik, or because of Misire of Hasein, so that Posik implies that in regard to Shtore Momen, a star moment cannot be valid star kinyan unless it is also an intrinsic staraye. And if it just has a misire, it doesn't have a dechsime, so then it's not an intrinsic staraye because the raye always has to be affected by producing the misire in best. So there is no intrinsic staraye. So what can make the star into an intrinsic staraye? Only the chsime. So then you have the raya inside the star. You don't have to produce the misire in bezin. Even if the misire go in the zayam or the misire die, so you still have the raya inside the star. But if you don't have the chsime, so then the raya is always extrinsic to the star. So that could be the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosuv of because of Misir of Hasein. Not that the Gzeres HaKosuv of because of Misir of Hasein tells us that whereas in Get and Nishtar Gdushin, it becomes Nishtar Kinyan for the Misire, so in Nishtar Momen it becomes Nishtar Kinyan for the Chsime. No. If by Get it becomes Nishtar Kinyan for the Misire, so Nishtar Momen also becomes Nishtar Kinyan. But Shtore Momen there is a posik in Yomye because of Misir of Hasein. So that implies that by Shtore Momen it's not enough that the Shtar is a Shtar Kinyan. It has to be an intrinsic Shtaraya too. And if it's not an intrinsic Shtaraya, so then it cannot be valid as a Shtar Kinyan either. That's the effect of the Gzeres HaKosuv or because of Misir Fair. Or because of Misir of Hasein. So that's why in Shtore Momen we say, so some of them say, Halocha Kerebleza Begitten, Avo Bishor Shtore Sloi, not that these Amroim hold that the Halocha of the Misir Karse doesn't apply to Shtore Momen. It applies to Shtore Momen. So in order to become Ishtar Kinyan, it becomes through the Misir. It becomes through the Misir. But there is a posik because of Misir of Hasein, so that posik implies that by Shtore Momen it cannot be valid Shtar Kinyan unless it is also a Shtaraya. an intrinsic starai. And if there are no idachsime, so then it's certainly not an intrinsic starai. So then it turns out that ishtarkiyen it becomes through idimisire, and ishtaraye it becomes, an intrinsic starai it becomes through idachsime. This we could say according to the Rifshit, that even according to Reb Lezer, that in Misire Karse, but if you have Idechsime, so it also becomes Ishtarkiyya. So it also becomes Ishtarkiyya. So Memele, those Amroim say that Halochek Reb Lezer begit, because in Gitnu we are only interested that it should be Ishtarkiyya. We are not interested that it should be Ishtaraya. It can be Ishtaraya even though it is not an intrinsic Ishtaraya. Masha'inkin Bashtaramomen, so the Xerzakosu, because the Misev of Hasim implies that if it's not an intrinsic Ishtaraya, then it cannot serve as Ishtaraya either. Masha'inkin, according to Teisves, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that he says in the Misire Kasi, so we must have in the Misire. And if it doesn't have any misire and it has any chsime, then it cannot be ishtakiyen. And here some amroim say, haloche kerev leza begitten, avol bishor shtores loy. And what do they mean, bishor shtores loy? That bishor shtores, so it is only an effective star if it has any chsime. So then it is an effective star without any misire bishor shtores. And if it doesn't have any chsime, so even though it has any misire, it's not a valid star. So according to Teis Veshite, that according to Rav Lezer, in misire can say, so it can only become ishtarkiyen through any misire, but it cannot become ishtarkiyen through any chsime. We cannot say that the pshat in this amroim is the true, it becomes ishtarkiyen through any misire. So just as it becomes ishtarkiyen through any misire, for the Misire in Get and in Gdushin, so it becomes a Shtakiyan in Shtori Momen also for the Misire. But there is an additional Tzerzakos of Kosev and Misire Hasein, that by Shtori Momen it cannot be a valid Shtakiyan unless it is also valid as Ishtaraya. So Memele it must have, so if it doesn't have a Nechsime, so it cannot be valid shtakiyen through the misire, because it must also be an intrinsic shtaraye, and if it does has an chsime, so mainly it becomes a shtar. It becomes a shtakiyen through the chsime, because even Reb Lezer is made that the chsime is also karse, is also karse, as the Rif says, and the shtaraye becomes intrinsic shtaraye, it becomes through the chsime. This we can say according to Rifshite, but according to Teisves, so why would why Monefsheh, if these Amroim apply the din of the Misire Karse Ligade Shtori Momen also, but there is an additional requirement that it also has to be Ishtaraye, an intrinsic Ishtaraye, Mimele it has to have Ilechsime, so why would they say, Haloche Kerableza Begitna Avo Bishor Shtores Loi, and Bishor Shtores, so a misire without a misire is not good, a misire without a misire is good. Why should it be good? So it's ishtaraye, but it's not ishtarkiyen. So according to Teis Veshite, we have to say that these amroim who say, haloche kerev leza begit, avo bishor shtores loy, they hold that the Xerzakosev in Yirmiye, or Vikosim, Viseva Vachaseim implies that even though in Get and in Gdushi, it becomes ishtarkiyen through the misire, but by Shtore Momen, this Xerzakosov tells us it becomes ishtarkiyen only for the misire. So now, right. According to the Rifshite, we can say that these Amroim hold that the Aloche of the misire Karse applies to Shtore Momen also. But there is an additional requirement, it has to be ishtaray. So the Mele, with the misire, Ishtori Momen, Ishtabatone, let's say, that has it misire, not in Echsime, is not valid. Unless it has it Echsime. So if it has it Echsime, so then it's an intrinsic Ishtaraya too, and then it doesn't even have to have it in misire. Because according to Rifshite, even according to Reb Lezer, an Echsime without it in misire also may get into the Ishtaraya. But according to Teisves, he couldn't say that. So according to Teisves, only the misire makes the star into a star kinyan. and Eidechsimenat, and here the certain Amroim say, Halochet for Rebbeza Begitten Avoloi Bishoshtores, and Bishoshtores. So, if it has Eidechsime, it's valid, even without Eidechsime, and if it has Eidechsime, no Eidechsime, it's not valid. So, according to these ways, we have to explain these Amroim, that these Amroim hold, that even though Eidechsime is Kalse, in Get, and in Kedushin, but in Shtore Mome, in the Gzeras HaKosovo, because the Misiva of Hasem implies that it only becomes a Shtarkin and Tvoy Nesim. Alright. The Kama Alocha Tavza Begit, Mishim Mai Alocha Begit Lo Kat Kit, Ava Alocha Kemei Zav Yishor Shtores, Ava Kama Alocha Kama Alocha Kama Sao Yishor Lezat Daf Kemi Begit, but Yishor Shtores, so it's a Nechsime, Kama Alocha Kishmoy Bedine, the Polik Bekama Adram, Bekama Rab Yishor Shtores, ואי, בפיר איזה בירה היה, כבו מתן תדע וחסים על היתרי גיסה, כמו רב יסב, זילק נגד אי מסיר, כרב לזה, הוא פורך להבאי ובום הרבה במין הרב לזה מסיר, תראה שהוא פרוסו, סודן, רב יסב סד, רב יסב סד, to the one who produced the star, that הבאי doesn't let me to, that you should be able to recover the soul. Why? Because Meir Reb Lezer ben Zvi v'Teirei she posel. But so only because it had Eidechsim Psulim Kreim. Even though, I mean, Reb Yosef at first said that Regis are not even postulated. So because Shmuel said that Gisa are kosher, so then Abaye said no. Maybe he say apostle. So then he said, but because of the Messiah it's kosher. So then he finally said that it's apostle, that particular Shtamatone, because it was Mizuyev Miteche. But if it hadn't been Mizuyev Miteche, if it didn't have any Chesim altogether, so then Reb Yosef would agree that it's kosher. So we see, but there it was a question of Shtamatone, not of Get. So we see that the halacha is, Reb Lezer not only beget, but even be shoshtos. Mashma Reb Yisrael Abaye, Rabbi Besroi, Sova Kretzal Reb Lezer. Hu Efir Kename Omer Rababe, Rove, Hai Shtore Parsoye, Di Maskan Elei Vapas Ami Yisrael, Magbino Mevnechar, Hu Efir Choch Tzorech Li Zoyer. Now, so Efir Kename Omer Rababe, Hai Shtore Parsoye, Di Maskan Elei Vapas Ami Yisrael, Magbino Mevnechar, ולפיכוך צורך להיזוהר. Oh, so what's the ראי? From Rove's Din, that he says דף י"ד. Now let's turn to that Gemara. Now, Omar Rabbi, Daf Yud Aleph from Adal. The eighth line from the end of the book. Hai Shtore Parsoye, the Masren Elei Be'apesad in Yisrael, Magbinom Be'im Necha. So, Rashi says, Shtore Parsoye, Shosu Beloshim Parsi, it was written in Persian, so that has no significance at all. I mean, there is no aloche that the shtar has to be written in Loshon Kodesh, the get could be written in Shor Shemis. But the important thing is, Lechosmu Parsim had Yetisol. In other words, that Persian Goyim had Yetis, not Achoyes, are the signatories. That's the important thing. So that means that the Chsime is a Chsime Psur. The fact that it was written in the Persian language has no significance. But here, the Goyim are the signatories, they're the Chsime.
So the Gemara has the kasha for the other mikre, or even shemosu b'fnei, because the average Jew in those days did not know Persian. So the Gemara says b'diyad. So since we have to resort to the Misire, so the Misire have to testify. If they don't know Persian, so how can we testify? They just know a piece of paper. They can distinguish this piece of paper from another piece of paper. So the Gemara says, Rove has referred to a case where the Misire know Persian. Otherwise, they couldn't testify. Because, so Bishleime, when it's administered and handled by a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, so mainly we are makpid that it should be written on parchment that couldn't be nizdalim. But here it was written in the Persian language, so it was handled by goyim. And they are not makpid on all these things. So normally, when a shtar is written, it's written on parchment or on paper that could be misdalim. So what kind of a guy is it? So the Gemara says, "Ida pizza." In order that parchment should not be misdalim, so you have to process with certain chemicals the parchment. So here we are dealing with as reference to a case where it was processed with a pizza. With a pizza. So mele, if the parchment was processed, so then it couldn't be misdalifika. Vobinon so she yazel yoni shall star vishitachene. Vishitachene. In other words, in order to prevent a falsification of the star, so he has to repeat the major points of the star, vishitachene. So, and here they are not Zohar. Bidimahata, it just happened that this shtar that was written in Persian and signed by Goyim, so did repeat Miyoni Shal Shtar Vishtachin. So the Gemara says, if the shtar was written in such an accurate way, I mean it conformed to all the requirements, and it had a misire, so why shouldn't it be able to be gave it? From Nechosim Shemodim, Yochem Mishab Dename, less like it has no cup. With Shechismim Yisroel, the Sadat Yersime Ashtore, Inun Maftoli Kore, Ufikochim Alekeach Nifse, the Amrele, the Havaya Damed in Ishtabetloch, Ufer Beis Amrinon, the Yersime Ale Yisroel Torf Mishab. Now, this Rashi is very important, the Rashi's Pshat in this Gemara. Because Rashi mentions two pshatim in the Mishnah of Reb Lezer Eimer, Avol Pishe Yeloveidim Shlosh Lufneidim Kosher Gim Chosim Shibodim Shireidim Chis Mela Getom Vitikneidim. So one pshat in Rashi is that it has reference to get. We see or get with the Psevos or Yerik Psevos. Mashiach Kimishta Momei with the Nimsira without the Nimsime could not collect from the Chosim Shibodim. The second pshat is that Gimel Chosim Shibodim has reference to Shtar Meiruvin. So that was that too, Mishim is in Rashi, as to whether a Shtar Alvoye that has a Dich Misire, and no Dich Sima altogether, but in Misire Kshere, whether it can be given from the Chosim Mishibodim, or it cannot be given Chosim Shibodim. According to the first Loshin Hat, and according to the second Loshin, it can be given. Now, the Rashi here, Daf Yudalev, how does it conform to the first Loshne Rashi, or it conforms to the second Loshne Rashi? Now, here, Rove's case, according to Rashi, is a case where the Shtar was signed by Goyim with Yedis, and then it was Nimsa b'fnei the Misira Yisrael. So the Gemara has the Kashi. The Gemara has the kasher. Yochem Mishab de Name. So the Gemara gives a teretz leslikol. Now the Rosh mentions the Rosh in the first perek. We'll soon see. The Rosh in the first perek so mentions the pshat that this Gemara Rove's case has reference to a case where the shtar that was written in Persian, which is of no significance, had no idichsim altogether, but it was maskan elei ba'apesad Yisrael. That's one pshat. But this is not how Rashi applies Rove's case. Rashi applies Rove's din to the case where the goyim signatories were goyim signed it, not that it had no signatories. So according to the pshat that the Rosh mentions, that Rove's the halacha has reference to the case where there were no eidechsim, just in the misire. So then it's a gemara mefureshes. It's gemara mefureshes that ishta that is not ishta alvoy that has no eidechsim and has in the misire cannot be given from the chosim shabadim. And what's the reason? Because, let's recall it. So what's the pshat, let's recall it? We are not going to examine every case where there is a call or there is no call, there is no shaloche, that every time Malbe produces ishtar against Likuches, so Besdin will make an investigation whether there was a call or there was no call. That's the tiniest why the Chachomim were misake, the Takones. But then, the pshat, according to that Rosh in the Rosh, that Rove's halacha has reference to the case where the shtar shor pasoy had no idchsim at all, just in the misire. So then the Gemara's kashi was yihochem mishab de name monefshech. If it conformed to all the requirements, it was miubet be'apotzin and he was marzir miyone shel shtar b'shita achene. So it conformed, it complied with all the requirements. So, but it was written in Persian. So what if it was written in Persian? Let him collect from the Chosim Shibodim also. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Let's recall it. So what does it mean? Because, as we explained, the Shittas HaRishonim, why do many of the Rishonim say that Ishtar Alvoye Tetezeh Misire and has no Eidech Sime, so it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim? After all, we passed in Halochi Kerev Lezer, not only Begitin, but Bishor Shtores also. So it's invalid shtakiyin. Why shouldn't he be able to collect from Chosim Shibodim? The answer is true that in order to collect from the Chosim Shibodim, so the shtar must be shtarai. Because the shtar must be shtarai. What does it mean shtarai? That it should have the rai of shtores. So if it has a misire, no eidech sime, so there is no intrinsic rai. There is an extrinsic raya. So that was a takonis chachomim. Mid raya, so we passed that even Milval Pays gave Chosim Shibodim. But the chachomim were misaki because of Pseidim Lukuches, that Milval Pays should not be given from the Chosim Shibodim. But Milval Pishtar, yes. So we saw there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Rid. This is written in the second parak in Yidden. What was the takonis chachomim? Was the takonis chachomim? Well, the Chachomim mafkia, the shibut that the halvoy itself imposes upon the chosim. Or the Chachomim were not mafkia, the shibut that the halvoy imposes. But the Chachomim were only misaking that when can the halvoy be mishabed the chosim? Only when the halvoy is backed up by the Rai of Shtores. In other words, if it's a new mishtar, so if it's ishtarai, but if the halvoy is not backed up, it's not corroborated by the Rai of Shtores, then the milve is not mishabit. But if it is backed up by the Rai of Shtores, then the milve is mishabit. In order that the milve should be backed up by the Rai of Shtores, so the shtar is to be ishtarai. What kind of ishtarai? An intrinsic ishtarai, not an extrinsic ishtarai, that you always have to resort to the Haggadah, the oral testimony by the Nisireh, who will appear in person in Bezin. So, there's the machlekes between Teisves and Teisves Rid. According to Teisves Rid, the Takonis Chachomim was that even though Midraise, the Halvoy itself imposes Yishibud and Chosim, but the Chachomim said that the Halvoy is not Mishabed, and only the Shtar can be Mishabed. So we made the import, so what kind of Shtar does it have to be? Ishtar Kinyan. So if it's a Nimisire, so it is a valid Shtar Kinyan. Halocha Kerem Lezer Begitten and even Bishor Shtores. But the Boteis Veshite is, no, he's really kind of Teisus Rid. And he explains the Gemore of Afur Afshom Hoyo, Zoken Echot, Voyo Kesein, Voyomal v'lechol bni akvar, So the Raya is not, as he says, the Raya is not from Shtar Goye, because Shtar Goye does not have to be, say Bram Akne. The Raya is from Shtar Matone, not from Shtar Goye. Why does Teisve say that Shtar Goye does not have to be, say Bram Akne? Because Shtar Goye, in order to collect from Chotim Shibodim, does not even have to be Shtar Kinyan. All it has to be is Shtar Raya. So Memele, if it has to be Shtar Raya, in order to collect from Chotim Shibodim, what kind of Shtar Raya does it have to be? And an intrinsic Shtar Raya. So that's the Pshat and Kol. Yochem Nishab Ben Ameh, so the more you do the Teretz, less we call it. Because it does not have, it's not an intrinsic Shtarayim. According to the Pshat in the Rosh, that Robes Halocha is referenced to the case where the story of the Parsoyim did not have the Chzim Meholt here. Masha'in ke Rashi. Rashi, here, at Afidale, so he says, V'chosmu Parsiyim et Yitis Olof. So then the Gemara has the Kashi. When the Gemara has the Kashi, Yochem Mishab Dename. Mishab Dename, since it has a Demisire. So according to Rashi, apparently, Rashi's Pshat Daf Yudalev is in line with Rashi's second Loshen, Daf Gemara Beis. Rashi's second Loshen is that is Shtar Al Voye, that has a Demisire, and no way the Chsime, so is gave from the Chosim Shibodim. So Memele, so Rashi Shiti is, the second version, in Rashi, that Ishtar Ovoye, that has in Misira, no in the Chsime, is Game of Nachosim Shmodim. So that Rashi Shiti can be explained in two ways. Either that Rashi Shiti is like the Tisa Sreed, that the Chatakones Chachomim was to be Mafkia, the Shibud, that the Halvoye imposes upon the Nechosim, and the Chachomim or Misake, that the Shtar has to impose the Shibud. So mainly the important thing is that it should be a Shtar Halvoye, I'm sorry, that it should be a Shtar Kinyan, and if it has any Misire, so mainly it's a very Shtar Kinyan, but we don't have to say that Rashi Shite, the second version of Rashi Dab Gimel Amud Beis, must conform to the Shita of the Tisa Sreed. Maybe the Rashi's, the second version of Rashi can agree that in all with Tisa Shite, that the Takonis Chachomim was, that the Halvoye itself imposed the Shibut. But the Halvoye, the Milve has to be a Milve Bishtar. What does it mean a Milve Bishtar? That it should be Ishtaraya. But, as according to Reb Lezer, that halachic Reb Lezer, afilu bishor shtores, so mele, that means that there is halachic of shtaraya, even though the raya is not intrinsic, even though the raya is extrinsic, it still can be considered as a shtaraya. Even though the raya is not inherent in the shtar itself, and you always have to produce the demisire. But once the demisire appear, so then it's considered as a shtaraya. Even though the raya is not an intrinsic raya, it's an extrinsic raya. So it's not, we don't have to say that Rashi's second version in the Bimur Amud Beis must agree with the Tisvis reads Shitin Gid in the sugi of Avshom Hoyozok Lechot. Rashi can agree with Teisa Shite that Milval Peh, since Milval Peh is given from the Chosim Shibodim in the Raise, and the Chachomim or Misaki, Mishum Sinil Kuches, that it should be given from the Chosim Shibodim, but if it's a Milva Bishtar, so it is given, so it's a Adrua the Raise, as long as there is a Shtaraya, as it's backed up by the Raya of Shtores. But Rashi Shiti is that it has to be, it's not necessary that it should be backed up by an intrinsic cry of Shtores. Even if it is backed up by an extrinsic cry of Shtores, it's also considered a Shtaray. It's also considered a Shtaray. Now, that is, so it seems, now Rashi Shiti Daf Yudalev appears to be in line with Rashi's second Loshen Daf Gimel Beis. Because Rashi, Daf Yudalev, applies Robes Aloche to the case where the war in the Chsime Goyim. So then the Gemara has the Kashe, Mishab Dename, Ligve,
because since he says Edmisire, so in other words, so the Makshin knew very well that the Halohe, that with Edmisire, without Edmisire, so he can be given. He can be given. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Lezer, that Edmisire can't say even Bishosh Torres, so that means it's Ishtaraya also. So here too, since it, the Shtore de Pasoye, in view of the fact that it had Edmisire Yisroel, Sherim, so it was Ishtaraya, not an intrinsic Ishtaraya, so an extrinsic Ishtaraya, but still Ishtaraya, so it should be able to be given with Chosm Shiponim. So the Gemara says, Leslie Colley, there is a difference between a Shtar that has no Edersime, just Edmisire, so then it can be considered as Ishtaraya, Masheikin if Ishtar has Edersime Goyim, Edersime Psulim, and it has also Edmisire, and it has also Edmisire, so then it cannot be considered as Ishtaraya altogether. So that's what the Gemara means, Leslie Colley. The Gemara doesn't mean, less Nicole, that in every situation we are going to make an investigation whether it has a call or it doesn't have a call. These things can change, can vary from time to time and from place to place whether it has a call or it doesn't have a call. It depends upon the lifestyle of people, whether people like to talk a lot about algoyes or not. So it's certain takones. The time is called, but then it remains a takone. So, according to the Rosh in the Rosh, that Rav Saloch has reference to the case where there are no Eder Sime, so the Pshat in the Gemara is, Leslie Kole, that Ishtar, Halvoye, with the Gemsire, without Eder Sime, so it cannot be given from the Chosim, Mishabodim. Why? Because it does not have an intrinsic, it's not an intrinsic Shtarai. And in order to be given from Chosm Shibodim, it must be an intrinsic Shtaray. And only if there are Eder Sime, then it's an intrinsic Shtaray. According to Rashi's Pshat, that Rabbi Saloch has reference to the case where the war Eder Sime, but Eder Sime going, psulim, but then it also had in the Misira Yisroel, Kshayrim. So then the Gemara's Kashi is, and obviously, so Rashi's Pshat, Daf Yudalev is in line with Rashi's second version, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So that means either that Eide Misire, that Gvir from the Chosim Shibodim is based upon Shtar Kinyan, as the Tisif Sri says, or it's based upon Shtaraye, but since Halochek Reb Lezer, even Bishor Shtores, so it has a din of Ishtaraya also, even though the Raya is not intrinsic. The Raya is extrinsic. So the Gemara says, when does it have a din of Ishtaraya if it has no Eder Sime altogether? But if it has Eder Sime, and the Sime absolutely, then it's certainly not Ishtaraya. It's neither an intrinsic Ishtaraya, not even an extrinsic Ishtaraya. But what? It has it misire, so then it can be Ishtar Kinyan. But in order to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, it has to be Ishtaraya too. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Now, the question is, here Teisves mentions a Raya, even though there is a Machlekes Amroi, where the Halochek Reb Lezer Bishor Shtores or not. So Teisves mentions a Raya that we passed like the Mandoma, that Halochek Reb Lezer Bishor Shtores. One of the Raya, so one Raya is from Sanhedrin. There it's a good Raya, because there it's a question of Ishtar Matone. So both Rabbi Yosef and Abaye said that Ishtar Matone, that has a Misire, and if it has no Eder Sime, it's a valid Ishtar Matone. But then the second Raya, we appear in Namur Marome, Hashtor Parsoi, the Masnal in Babasad in Israel, Magvinum David Nechare. So what's the raya that the halacha is like the Amroim who say that Reb Lezer's halacha of Edmisire Karase applies even to Shtorim Momein? What kind of raya is it? Maybe over there, Hashtorim Pasoy the Masnan Rebisabesad in Israel, so the reason as to why it's Magbinon Nechare, because Milbal Pekin also be given from Nechare.
So Mimele, if the Eidim Misira testifying best that they saw that he was Meiser this Shtar Alvoye, that the Leve was Meiser the Shtar Alvoye to the Malvi. So isn't there a Doye that there was Alvoye? If they saw, they testify that what does the Shtar say? The Shtar says that Ruben Hilvo Leshimen Meyozus. That's what the Shtar says. It has no Edechsim. And then Eidim Misira testify that they saw how this Shtar, which says that Ruvain was Malve to Shimon, $100, was Nimsar Efmei. So let's say that they now look at Reb Lezer Mishor Shtores. So that the look of Reb Lezer in Mishor Shtores, so Eidim Misira is not Karsi. So it's not Karsi. But Hagodim Alpeh we have. So why should it be worse than Emil Malpeh? Emil Malpeh is also given from the Chosin Necherim. So what kind of a raya is it from Rove's memory that Hashtore Pasoi the Masternly, Bapesadi Israel, Magnum Nechare, that Alochet Reb Lezer Mishor Shtores, maybe ain't Alochet Reb Lezer Mishor Shtores. Maybe the Alochet is like the Amoroyim, who say that Mishor Shtores, so in Misiri is not Karse. But over there, Rabbi only says that he's given from the Chosin Necherim. Even Emil Malpeh is given from the Chosin Necherim. So maybe Ein Alochet Reb Lezer Mishor Shtores, so it's not Emil Mishtar, but Emil Malpeh it is. What do we say? If it's not Emil Mishtar, so it's not Emil Malpeh, why not? Ein Doi L'chol Apoches we have. Ein Doi L'chol Apoches we have. So what kind of a guy is it? Now, so in order to understand this thesis, we have to take notice of a certain kasha that this sleep asks against the Gemara Daf Yudal. And that Gemara, turn to the Gemara Daf Yudal. So the Gemara says, Oma Rabba Hashtore Pasoi Maskoi Bapesali Yisroel, Bapesali Yisroel, Magmir Mecha. Right? Let's see what this sleep says. Oma Rabba Hashtore Pasoi. The master be leave ba pesad magvinem nechar pirish kosu po yoglo shim poras vi khosu be im parsi u mos realim le mal ve bikhnei di israel kiven like hashes psham kiven di ke di misira magvino le mal ve nechar vi leave vi loim misham vo ve yad le mitre pirish im misire u ma yo idu vidia vo bin ksav she khol zdale vi le ke vidio vo bin ish yad yon shel shtar vi shakhin im hab yo khaf misham de name les le kol פירש שאידי מחסום על השטר מפקל לליקורי ויבוי אלי לליקוחס להזדורי אבל הוכה דילס ליקורי לא יודע להזדורי לא יודע להזדורי ומשום הוכה לא יגובה משאב לא יגובה משאב נאו עכשיו ויחס בישראל אמרים לי כמה יגובה משאב ויקש כי נדיעד נסירה הרי הידע לפניהם, ובלי ההשתורן המגובל בפניהם. What kind of a חידש is Robert telling us? ההשתורן פרסוי, the master of Babes Ali Israel, מגבינו מנחם. If Robert told us, ההשתורן פרסוי, the master of Babes Ali Israel, מגבינו משבדה, then we could understand it's a חידש. But he's telling us, מגבינו נחרה, it shouldn't be given even from the חוסן מחירים, why not? Because it's not ishtar. All right, not ishtar. So let's grant it that it's not Ishtar, but in the Misira do testify that this piece of paper which says that Ruvain was Malve to Shimon $100 was Nimsa Bifneim from Shimon to Ruvain, they testify. So mainly there is a Idoye. So suppose two Einim would come to Bezdin and say that they heard, they witnessed Shimon admitting that he owes Ruben $100. So couldn't we give it from the Chosin Necherim? So here too. So what kind of a chiddush is it? That's the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Uvlo yashtore nami gobe b'nei. Tshuve. Hane mile mil val pe. Hane mile mil val pe. And we see from this Gemara that the reason why it's given from Necherim is because it's a mil v'mishtar. Because if the reason as to why he's given from the Chosin Necherim had been because of Idoye. So why did Gemara ask all these kashes? These halachas are halachas in shtores. But if it's not marzel miyon shel shtar b'shita achene, so it couldn't be idoye. So we see that the basis of the chiyu of the kiyach to collect from the chosin echelin is because it's a milu b'shtar. So there's the kasha, who needs a shtar here? Even the Messina testified that b'fneyem, this piece of paper, don't call it shtar, call it a piece of paper. But on that piece of paper, it was written that Shimon owes Reuven $100, and they saw how he was measured. So it's like two eidim testifying that Shimon orally was made. What difference does it make whether two eidim testify that Shimon orally was made to obey, or in writing he was made? What difference does it make? It's a very strong kasha. So he says, Shuve, Hane Mila Milva Ope, Vitoy Mimochavu Yemuche Piraticho Nemo. Avol Achshov, Kozman Shashta Biode, in Nemo Lima Poraiti, Viavol Pishini Gevelum Nechare, in Nemo Lima Poraticho, Mishum Dishta Biode Magoye. So, only can see you all the Mashiach's after get poshut, that the heat of Xav Yodei, Shulchai Blei Gim Chos Mechilin, the Toin Vova Peraticho de Loi Mehemen, Mishum, the Shtor Biode, my boy, the Bishtar Kozeh, the Negev Mishabde, Yochelite, the Shtor Biode, because Xav, Shtar of Xav Yodei is also a valid Shtarai. So that word, so he says, the reason as to why the Chidesh of Chobi is, not that he can be given from Chos Mechirin. That he can be given from Chos Mechirin is not a portion. Why shouldn't he be able to give Chos Mechirin? Shtar or no shtar, do we have Idoye? But if you have Milva Ope, suppose two Eidim would testify in Bezin that they witnessed Shimon, they heard Shimon making an admission to Reuven, Bifnei, that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100. So we could collect from Shimon, because we have Eidei Idoye. But suppose Shimon would say, true, I was made a month ago. But since a month ago, I already paid him up. So then they wouldn't be able to collect. Mashein kein, if somebody produces ishtar, and then the Levi claims that he already paid, so then he can still collect. Because the Rai of Shtores, he has a Rai of Shtores in his hand, of Shtor Biode, my boy, so he cannot be taken for right. So Memele, here Rome tells us, Hai Shtore Pasoi, the Masale, Babasani, Yisroel, Magvim, Nechare, and even if the Levi says for right, they can still collect. That's why, is that so? Because it's a Milve Bishtar, not a Milve Alpe. So that's a Chidesh. So Memele, we see from this, so this is the Pshat of Tesis. Now we ask against Tesis, with Pirkin Ame, or Marobe, Ashtor Parsoni, Masnoi Bapisani, Yisroel, Magnu Nechai. So we ask, what kind of a guy is it? Let's say the Aloha is like the Amoroyim, the Tein Aloha Kerebles of Shoshtok. So it's not a Shta. It's not a valid Shta. It's not a valid Shta King, and it's not a valid Shta Raya, it's not. It's no Shta. But, who do we have? The answer is, because Robes Chidesh is not that he can be gave when the Leve isn't impurity. Then it's another portion. Robes Chidesh is that Aishtar Pasoye, the Master of Pasadi Israel, so the Malve can be gave even if the Leve is impurity. Why? Because of Shtar Biode, my boy. So that requires Shtar. So, in other words, so we see that Ishtar that has in the Chsime, even though it does not have any Misire, is still considered as a valid Shtar. Because if the Aloche had been like the Amoroi, that Rabbi Elazar's Aloche of any Misire currency, it doesn't apply to Shtar Momen, because of the Xerasakos of Yirmiye, or because of Misire Mechasei, so Memele, this Shtar Pasoye does not have a Chaliz the Ishtar. And it's only a raya, and when the Misira testify in Bezdin, it's only a raya that there was a doye. But if there was a doye, that was lame. But he should be able to say parayti. And here Rove tells us that he is not nemon to say parayti. So it's raya, it's not only just as Agore said him that there was a doye. That it's a considerate mila bishtar, so mainly can say shtar beyond my boy. So it's a raya that the halacha of the blessed, I mean, misirika applies not only to gittin and gdushin and shtar shicho, but it applies to shtar and momenos. And then something else we can deduce from this thesis. Now, because it was possible to say that even though, according to the blessed, I mean, misirika say, so it's only ishtakinyan, but ishtarai it's not. But it's possible to say it's ishtarai also. Except that ishtarai it's not an intrinsic ishtarai, it's an extrinsic ishtarai. Now here the thesis says, and there's the pshat and thesis here, that the chiddush of Rove was not just that he can be gave. The chiddush of Rove was that it's considered as a milvei b'shtar. That vis-a-vis nechosim v'cheirin, it's considered as a milvei b'shtar. In Mimele, it can be applied aloche of shtor v'yodem my boy. Shtor v'yodem my boy is based upon shtaray, not upon shtakiyah. The whole aloche of shtor v'yodem my boy is grounded in the legal effect of shtaray, not in the legal effect of shtakiyah. What is shtakiyah to do with shtor v'yodem my boy? Shtor v'yodem my boy is one of the manifestations of the Raya of Shtores. One of the manifestations of the Raya of Shtores. So we see that according to Rabbi Zayin Mesir Kase, so it's not only that it's a Velish Tarkiyan, it's a Velish Taraya too. But, so then, if it's a Velish Taraya too, why should it be able to be given from Chosim Shibonim? The answer is, it's a Velish Taraya, but it's ולפיכוך צורך לזויה שהיא מסירה בשעת מסיר לסגת דיינו קרסי דיילוקה שאומר היא מסירה אינו מגרשת אבל גם תיקי לחסימה ולמחן היא לחסימה אלא שאם יומו זה היא מסירה או יהיה חולה מנס הים שדינו זה היא על ידי לחסימה ומסתום בבח שנה זה כי דאמרינו מה שולח לא יצריך אל רבלזר דיומר היא מסירה קרסי תיקנו רבון היא לחסימה דיזים דימאי ססאדה אינה מדעז ומנס הים סודת תיסי שיטי. So, at the very beginning, Teisves lays down his proposition that according to the Blazer, which is just the reverse of the Rivshite, and the reverse of most Rishayim, because most Rishayim disagree with Teisves. So, Teisveshite is that according to the Blazer, in the Mitzirei Karase, so, Mimele, it has to be dark in the Mitzirei. And the Chsime without the Mitzirei will not validate the Shtar as the Shtakim. Now, the Riv is Chayim. Now, the Riv is Chayim. So there are two shittes in the Rif Shite, the Ramban Shite and the Ran Shite. The Ramban agrees with the Rif Shite, but he explains it on the basis that when Reb Lezer says in Misirei Karse, he means af in Misirei Karse. But in the Chsime certainly, in the Chsime there's the best thing, that has the biggest potential in the Chsime. And there is no question about the potential of Eder Chsime, that Eder Chsime has the potential of validating the Shtar as a Shtakim. So what Chmeya says, only Eder Chsime. So Chmeya says, not only Eder Chsime, but in Mesira too. But this is the Ramban's version of the Rivshit. The Ram's version of the Rivshit is that according to Chmeya says, in Mesira Karse, so he's Makpi, Tavkan in Mesira. And the Chsime per se cannot validate the Shtar as a Shtar Kinyan. But if we have a Chsime, now the Chsime will not and are not suspected of turning over the Shtar
to the Ishe or to the Kavu Matone or to the Malve. When the Dasa Mishayim, when the Levi tells the Eden to sign Shtar, when the Baal tells the Eden to sign Shtar, when the Baal tells the Eden to sign Shtar Dushin, or when the Nesi Matone tells the Eden to sign Shtar Matone. So then, when we get who's signing it, to who did they turn over the Shtar? Not to the Kavu Matone, not to the Ishe, but they turn it over to the Nesi, to the Malve, or to the Baal. So how, now the Ishe produces, how did it come to the hand of the Ishe? Obviously, from the Baal, from the Malve, from the Leve, into the Malve's hand, from the Nesi, into the Kavu's hand. So the Mele, why? Because it has Nechzime. Suppose it doesn't have Nechzime, just the text of Ishtar. No Eni, not Zabiode. So can we say an Amsade that it came into the hands of the Ishe from the Baal? The Ishe could have regret and she has it in her hands. But because of the Nechzime, so the Nechzime are not shooting to turn over the get after they signed it to the Ishe, so they obviously turn it over to the Baal. Now the Ishe produces it. How did it come to the hands of the Ishe? From the Baal. That's the Rai of Shores. So the Mele, through the Nechzime, so it's an Amsade that the get was Nimsa, Mele, Baal, and Ishe. So the Nechzime become a Nimsa. According to the Rambam, so the Shtar is a valid Shtar, because when Rabbi Elazar says in the Misere Kalse, he means after the Misere Kalse, but in the Chesime certainly Kalse. So for the same reason that it becomes a valid Shtar here according to Rabbi Meir, it becomes a valid Shtar here according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rambam's version, so no, it's not like that. According to Rabbi Elazar, only the Misere validated the Shtar and the Shtar here. But if they are the Chesime, so it's an unsaid that there was a Misire. So the Mele, the Chesime themselves are considered as a Misire. Is a Misire. But Tesfes Israeli come both concepts. Tesfes Israeli come the concept that after the Misire Karase, and Tesfes holds, no, that when the letter says in the Misire Karase, it means only the Misire Karase. And then Tesfes Israeli on the concept of an ansadik, that the Nechzime become a Nimisire. Now, so the question is, Bishwoyim on the concept, that after the Nimisire Kalse, so this is friendly, because this is holds, according to Rabbi Elazar, the only thing that validates the Shtar is Shtar in the Nimisire. But how can Tesfes deny this concept, that the Nechzime are in Nimisire? After all, we rely on it all the time. Suppose an Ishe comes to Bezdin and produces a get, and the get has a Nechzime, and Bezdin takes a look at the Nechzime, so Bezdin sees one aid is Yisef ben Shimon, and the other aid is Ruvin ben Levi, and then Bezdin asks the Ishe, where are they? Can you produce them? So the Ishe says, Yisef ben Shimon and Ruvin ben Levi, they died a year ago, so Bezdin will still give a psak din to the Ishe that she can get married. On what basis? How do they know that the get was Nimsa to the Ishe? How do the Ishe says so, that there were any Misire. But how does Bezdin know that there was any Misire? And how does Bezdin know that it was Nimsa? Maybe the Ishe picked it up herself. She grabbed it from the Baal. She visited the Baal's home. And she saw on the table, she saw a get, so she took it secretly. How do we know? And certainly, how do we know that, assuming that the Baal did hand over the get to her, how do we know that the Nisire were present at the time? And according to Tesfes, if the Nisire were not present, so then the get is not a good get, even Al Rameya, because of Indomash Abel, Moshe Shai. So how does, according to Tesfes, how can Bezdin ever give a heta to an Isha to get married on the basis of the Nechzime? So Tesis says, this is what Tesis explains. So he says, Ruvichoch tzorz lizuyo shi misirev shasetz again. Vime karse, viyureke shomi di misirev, eini mugrashes, abo gavdi ki Nechzime. Vilo imahane yi Nechzime, elu shim yivuse yi di misirev, o yeyu chulem, umdinas hayam, shetinose yal di Nechzime, di mistome beach shalase, ki darimu bashoreach. לא יצריך אלו לרבלז במסיר הכעס, כי כרבון היחסים לזין למה זה סעדה, אינם זה הזמן לסייע. So Tesis says that the Nechzime are certainly effective. So what's the pshat in Tesis? That that in order to make the shtar into a shtaraye, certainly the chsime can make the shtar into a shtaraye. And what kind of shtaraye is it? Tzvei the chsime and intrinsic shtaraye. There is no machlekes on that. There is no machlekes on that. So because there are two halachas, two aspects in shtar, shtar kinyan aspect and shtaraye aspect. So according to Rav Lezer, the shtarkin aspect is only affected through Eidim Sire, not through Eidim Sire. But the shtaray aspect is certainly affected through the Eidim Sire. So Memele, if the Isha produces a get, and it has Eidim Sire, so then Anan Sade, that Mistome Beherchanas. Anan Sade, that Mistome Beherchanas. This is the Raya of Shtores. Now the question arises, and this Anan Sade is so strong, is so embracive and inclusive, that according to Teisves, that Alimed Rav Lezer, Eidim Sire without Eidim Sire does not relate to Shtar and Shtar Kinyan. So maybe if Anisha produces a get with Eidim Sire, so we assume with the utmost certainty that not only that the get was Nimsa Miyad HaBal Yad HaIsho, but that it was Nimsa Miyad HaBal Yad HaIsho in the presence of Eidim Sire. Why? How do we know that? How do we know that? Because Mistome Be'achshan HaSi. Because the Eidim Sire, when they signed it, the Eidim Sire, when they signed the get, to whom did they hand over the get? To the Baal. How does it come to the Isho? From the Baal to the Isho. So Mimele, we rely and the good intentions of the Baal, that the Baal wouldn't hand over, since the halacha is that Eidim Sire are required. So in Mele we presume that the Baal wouldn't hand over to the Isha the get, not in the presence of Eidim Sire. And that's all part and parcel of the Raya of Shtores. So the Raya of Shtores is so embracing and so inclusive, so broad, that it is even mivareya that there was a Messiah present at the time of Messiah. Not only that there was a Messiah, but there was a Messiah in the presence of a Messiah. So broad is the Raya of Shtores. Yes?
It's also saying that the Raya of Shtores is really a hazaka and that one is of people involved.
Yeah,
it's
well, a, of course. So.
It's not English.
But Alpidin, because there is a special, if there hadn't been a special Zeros HaKosov of Shtores, so then we would say, we cannot rely on these Umdenes. Alpishtai made him Yochdoro. So we cannot rely on these Umdenes, of course. There is a Cheskes Kashches on the part of the Baal, that the Baal wouldn't mishandle the Gerashim, and since in Syria are required, some male and the Baal certainly conform to it. They are all very fine presumptions, chazokes, but there is a loche of Alpishnai Meim Yochendobo, and we cannot rely even on Meshivar. Meshivar is a better one than it. So it's a chazokoso. So how is it that we rely on this chazoke? The answer is, Alpidin, it's not considered as an extraneous rai. It's not considered as an extraneous rai, as a chazoke. It's considered part and parcel of the Gzeras HaKosov of Shtores. There is a Gzeras HaKosov of Kosov B'Sefer V'Chasim. So every shtar, the Eidei Chsime don't even know. Let's say shtar alvoy. When the Malve produces shtar alvoy. So if you were to ask the Eidei Chsime, did alvoy take place or not? They would, in all honesty, say, we don't know. How can we know? Kesiv shtar leleva halpishin mal v'ime. So Eidim can sign shtar even though they don't see the alvoye. So mimele. So how can they know? So they couldn't know. So how is it that Besdin will collect for the malve? The answer is, that's the Raya of Shtores. That's the Raya of Shtores. And the Raya of Shtores is considered as a Biro of Eidim. Because if it wouldn't be a Biro of Eidim, how could Besdin be Matir and Isho Linosei? And how could Besdin be made Simomen on the basis of the Raya of Shtores? There is a Lochel Pishnai Meim Yochidomo. The answer is there is another Gzeres HaKosov because of Yisiv HaMchasei. So the Raya of Shtores, even though in the background, is based upon certain Umdenes. That's in the background. But Al-Pidin, it's considered That's the tamest why the Torah says that the Rai of Shtores is effective. That's only in the background, that's in the time of the Torah. But the Gzeras HaKosovo, because the Misirim HaChasim implies that all this is considered as a Birobe. If it has a Chalais Dishta.
What then would be the difference between the Romans of Tosus and the Ram? That the
eight
are really there
being said. Oh, so then the question arises, Monefshech, so Tesla should agree with the Ram? Or the answer is, Tesla holds that if a Divisira Kasa, that's the machlikis between the Ram and Tesla. According to the Ram, so a Divisira Kasa doesn't mean a real Divisira. A Dibiro of the Divisira is Kasa, validation. But according to Tesis, if we say the Misire Kase, so it has to be the real Misire Kase, not in the Biru. Now the Chassime are in the Biru of the Misire, but they are certainly not in the real. If you were to ask them, who is the get himself, they would say, how should we know? When we signed the get, at that moment, it was not as yet himself. That's always the case. When Edim signed the Shtar, it's before the king. So how should they know? They could know if they happened to be present. But suppose the moment they finished signing the Shtar, they left, so then they wouldn't know. So they couldn't be considered as a real Misir. So in other words, so according to Teisves, if a Misir can say, so it's the real of the Misir that validates the Shtar. And according to the Ran, it's not the real of the Misir. Is the bureau of the Nimsire that is the validation. Right now, I don't want to finish it here because that will involve us for a long, long time. You should go over in Amgarish, the Kipras Chus on the reef. Ramban, and then the long run there, the long run. It takes too much time to go over inside, but you should go over yourself. The run that starts with Aloha Kabbalah Begitim, up to the Mishnah of Naim Sheshoch Shnegitim, and also the Sefer HaSkus, several Sefer HaSkus of Ramban. We discussed the Machlekes, the Vid, the Tesves, the Rabbi Ephraim Shita is the same Shita as Teisva Shita. That according to Rav Lezer, it chasime, we have to see a non effective. All right. The Chim Ashman Ferik Basra. So what does Teisva say? Teisva establishes the proposition that according to Rav Lezer, so a chasime without it in Misira not effective. Because according to Rav Lezer, only in Misira validate the Shtar. And the Chassime, without the Misire, according to Rav Lezer, do not make the Shtar into a Shtakim. So, and that's also the Shita of Rabbi Ephraim. V'chei mashmah v'ferik bas, kavishnayim sheshorchu shnei kitim, ushmeseyim shovim, v'nisar v'uleisim shteim ozu, v'kom abudmore, v'loik Rav Lezer, v'shun yadim Misire v'hayim v'nayim v'kar Hashem, avu rabmei anirche, v'tzorich leima, דים שלוש נאירה דיבוי לרב מאיר שיהי מוכח מתייחד כי דאמרים המדיש כל הגד כבי כוס על יגר יש סג די לא ויר רב לזה סג ונחסים אמר לאס יקר רב לזה דאו ידים סיר רבי אוכה ונחסים סג אלו משמע אלו אילום בוי רב לזה רבי סיר So he mentions a guy. The Mishnah says, "Time she shows for Shnei Gittin, which means in shop." In other words, both Gittin, so the names of the husbands are the same, Yisav and Shimon. So in get number one, the name of the husband is Yisav and Shimon, and in the get number two, the name of the husband is Yisav and Shimon. So, and then it's the Saravu, and they send for the same Shliach. Both Yisav and Shimon send the Gittin to their wives, to the same Shliach. But then the Shliach forgot which get is to be given to which woman.
He was told originally, but then he forgot. He was out. So Mimele, so what is the Itze? The same Shuyach has to give the liver, both getting, to each woman. So then, each woman will be divorced by Monev Shech. So there will be two nisines. So first, he gives the get, he gives both getting, he gives to the wife of one nisine Shimei, and then he picks it up from her and he gives it to the wife of the other nisine Shimei. So mainly they're both divorced. So the Gemara says, this is what Abaye says, that this Mishneh can accord only with Rav Meir, but it cannot accord with Rav Lezer, because... Man Tano, Rav Yirmiluk, Rav Lezer, Vi Rav Lezer, Kibdom, Arim, Misirei Karsel, Yad, Vein, Inai, Kamigashi. Abayom, Afritim, Rav Lezer, Eim, Liboy, Rav Lezer, Ksivel, Ishmo, Ksivel, Ishmo, Liboy. So Rav Yirmiluk says that this Mishnah can only accord with Rav Meir. So Teisus HaGavurcha wants to explain, why is it good according to Rav Meir? Why is it good? On the contrary, according to Rav Meir, it has to be Muchach Teichen, and Nivda Ashnei Yisem Shimon. So from the get, it's not Muchach, it's not apparent which Yisem Shimon is divorcing with the particular get. So Teisus says, according to Rav Meir, it's all right, because we have to apply the Mishnah to the case where it's Mishwashi, where three deres are spelled out in the get. In one get it's mentioned, Ani Yesev Ben Shimon Belevi, Migarish Ezishti. And then the other get it says, Ani Yesev Ben Shimon Ben Ruven, Migarish Ezishti. So, as far as the get is concerned, it is Muchandichai. Only the people around here, they don't know who is the wife of Yesev ben Shimon ben Levi and who is the wife of Yesev ben Shimon ben Ruven. But there is no diminution in Muchach Teichen. But according to Rav Meir, it's all right as long as it's Mishalosh. That stays as Lishitosi, because this is Shitty is that according to Rav Meir, it has to be Muchach Teichen. That Rashi and Ramban Achimelik, that according to Rav Meir, it does not have to be Muchach Teichen, but this is Lishitosi. Mashenkin according to Rav Lezer. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, since he said the Misirei Karse, so they the Misirei have to know with which get a particular woman is divorced. And since he gets to give both getting to each woman, so the Misirei, they know that she is divorced with one of the two getting. But with which get is this woman divorced, and with which get is the other woman divorced, that they don't know. So Mimele, it's not, Rashi says, it's not a Nisine Hamvureres. And it appears that according to Rav Yirmiyah, so according to Rav Lezer, that in the Misirei Karse, so the Kosav does not have reference to the Ksive, but the Kosav has reference to the Ksive. So Mimele, not only the Ksive has to be Lishmo, the Nisine also has to be Lishmo. What does it mean, Nisine Lishmo? If the Nisine is Nisine Hamvureres, but if we don't know with which Nisine the woman is being divorced, whether with this Nisine or with that Nisine, so Mimele, it's not a Nisine Hamvureres. This is what Rashi says. So this is Kashi, this is Saiz, if we say that he will come to Rav Lezer, so he dechsime can also validate the get as a valid shtakiyin. Now here there is no problem with Rav Meir. Why isn't there a problem with Rav Meir? Because it's Mishaloshim.
So Mele, there shouldn't be a problem with Reblezer either. And the base because of the Nechsime. The answer is no. That according to Reblezer, the Nechsime do not validate the get, only in the Misire. And see, so Mele and the Misire don't know. But if according to Reblezer, it could become a get without any Misire. Just the Nechsime, and the Nechsime do know. Because it's Mishaloshi. So when the Edim signed the get, they knew exactly which get is for the wife of Yosef ben Shimon ben Levi and which is Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven. So maybe it should be put even according to Reb Lezer. So it's a raya that according to Reb Lezer, without any Misire, it's no good. Edim Shimon do not validate the get. Only the Misire. And since the Misire have to validate and the Misire don't know with which get she is being divorced, so maybe it cannot become a valid get. That's the right. Will Reb Lezer sage be dechsime amai lasik Reb Lezer dole ni misire meoche be dechsime sage elo mashma leilom boi Reb Lezer ni misire. Now the Ramban is if Raskus, so he refused the Ryan. Now the Ramban agrees with Shri Sarif that according to Reb Lezer, so he dechsime without the misire also validated get to the shtep, valishtak in. So the Mele, what does he do with this Ryan? So the Ramban is if Raskus, mentions a very good teretz. It's underneath in Luchamis Hashem. Luchamis Natsina, so sorry. So in Luchamis is called the Terutzim of the Ramban and the Moyas Kashis. And Sefer Aschus is called the Terutzim of the Ramban and Hayes Asot. Alright, so it's Muhammad Hashem, it's in Pirkam Darish and the Div, it's Dafman Bob, Dafman Bob. So in the middle, Umaida minum the fear came the song. Umaida minum the fear came the song. The 23rd line from the end of the Muhammad. Umaida minum the fear came the song. Dear Blessed, King Domag in the Silicase, who yad the behemoth I make ashe, we should dissolve the night of. Die Reiche, die hat mehr bei ihr Zimmer mit Schmo. Wie schon die Zimmer kasse, hoch ein Name bei ihr Bläser mit Sinne mit Schmo. Und die Schmo mit Sinne kasse. Hier kach die Idee, hoch die Kosa Rachmane lo mit Schmo, lava Kosa Bilchut koe. Die Huxi mit Saget. Sie entschließt Saget mit Xi mit Zu. Ela Abbe in Missire. Ela Kosa mit Nosan koe. Und schon die Zor Xi mit Schmo, der Bläser, auf den Schmier schon mit ihr Zimmer, mit Schmier direkt von der Neima, wie Kosa. אך זה נעשה לי מלכות כהה, שהריבומים שמעידים חיס ולהגד, כך צורך נסינה לשמו, מפני שפומים שהוא נמצא ולמסירה, וצורך שתפיסס לשמו, כאילו כרפים ישו מנכסים, נעמד דהי לא לשמוע, הכוס אבינו סביו לכהה, ומתשובה שיש מהבעיה, אתה לא אומר, דאמרי, דאמרי, what does the body say? No, זה למי שתקל לקורד ואת רב לזה טוב. אין אדום הרב לזה, כסיבה לשמו, מסינה לשמו, מי בואי? דאמרי לא נעים, אני לא נציב לשמוע, ניסינו לשמוע מבואי, אפילו לא כאילו נכסים. אמרו רבי יומי למסירה ככסיבה, הוא צריך לשמוע. אפילו יש שם נכסים. So in other words, so he answers very simply the kasha of Teisves. He says, את אין לכן אני, according to Reb Lezer, that in מסירה כעסה, but אין נכסים is also, is certainly כעסה. That goes without saying. That the Nechsime can execute the shtar, can validate the shtar into a valid shtar kinyan. But according to Reb Meir, that he says in Nechsime Kase, so when the Torah says because of, so the Torah has reference only to Nechsime. So certainly the Torah, the expression of because of law, it does not have reference to the Messiah. Mashiach came. So the melee, if it's Mishu, so the melee, this get is good. Mashiach came according to Rav Lezer, who says in Misirei Kalsi. So Mimele, he is forced to say that when the Torah says, because of law, we know San Sifa Christus Miyodo, that the because of his reference to the Ksive. So not only does it have reference to the Ksive, but it has reference to the Venosam also. Because of law, we know San Sifa Christus Miyodo. So according to Rav Lezer, the law relates to the because of and to Venosam. In other words, both. According to Rav Lezer, we cannot say, according to Rav Meir, so because of his reference to Chsime, that's all. But according to Rav Lezer, that because of his reference to the Chsime, so Mele, not only is the Chsime required to be Lishmo, but the Nisina is also required to be Lishmo. So in this, what is Nisina Lishmo mean? Nisina Mvoreres. But if it's Nisarvu, doesn't know with which get his divorce, so then it's not in Sinan Vores. This is the teretz that the Ramban gives. Now, according, the Ramban has to give this teretz in order to be Miyashiv, the Kashi of Tesis, against the Shittes of Eve, because the Ramban Shitta is that the Shittes of Eve that says that the Yachsime is Karase, according to Rav Lezer, is because when Rav Lezer says in Misiri Karase, only means Afid Misiri Karase. But the Chsime is certainly Kase. So then the question arises, if the Chsime is certainly Kase, so just as it is valid according to Rav Meir, so it should be valid according to Rav Lezer also. So the Meir, the Ramban has to resort to this Teretz, according to Rav Lezer, the Misiri Kase, so the Meir, not so the because of law, has reference not only to the Chsime, but to the Venosan also. So it's not in the Misiri Veres. But according to the Ramban, the Ram says that the reason is why the Rif says that the Yechsim without the Misir is effective. Not because according to Rebbe Lezer, it's after the Misir Kase. Enoch and Ame, according to Rebbe Lezer, the Ram says, when he says the Misir Kase, it means only the Misir Kase, not the Yechsim per se. And that's the distinction, the fundamental difference between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Lezer. According to Rebbe Meir, so is the Yechsime per se that validates the Shtar? According to Rebbe Lezer, it's the Misire per se that validates the Shtar. But if the Ari Yechsime and the Ishe produces the Get, then we know that the Get was Nimsa Melabalia the Isha. How do we know? Through the Yechsime. Suppose there wouldn't be any Yechsime, just Ksav Seifer, so then we wouldn't know, because the Isha herself might have written it. But if the Ari Dechsime, and we know that the Edim don't turn over the Shtar once they sign it to the Ishe, they turn it over to the Baal. Now the Ishe produces it. So what does it mean? That the Get must have been turned over, handed over from the Baal to the Ishe. So why? So it's an ansade that there was Misire. Why is it an ansade that there was Misire? Because of the Yechsime. So mainly the Yechsime themselves are Edi Biro and the Misire. The Yechsime themselves are Edi Biro and the Misire. The Yechsime themselves are Edi Biro and the Misire. And yes, what
happened? I understand what the Ramban says answers the difficulty.
No, so the Ramban's Teretz is that true that the Yechsime can validate the Shtar. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer that in the Misire Karase, so the because of law refers not only to the Ksive has to be Lishmo, but it relates to the word that is mentioned after the law. So that because of law, Vinosa. So the law relates to the because of and to the Vinosa. So in other words, the Ksive has to be Lishmo and Nisini has to be Lishmo. So mainly if it's Nisavu, there is no Nisina Lishmo. But according to Rav Meir, who says that because of his reference to the Chsime, so the law does not relate to Lifonov and to Lachov. But the law only implies that the Chsime has to be Lishmo. The Nisina does not have to be Lishmo. So mainly, even though it's Nisavu and the Misira is not Lishmo, it's not the Misira Mvoreres, but it's still a good Geresh. Alright. Now. So one proposition mentioned by Tesvis is that according to Rabbi Zayin Misire Karse, so it's only in Misire. But in Yechsime not. And in Yechsime not, neither per se, neither on their own merit can they validate the shtar, nor can they the chsime, according to the Tesvis, validate the shtar b'tira se misim. That not too. That is b'tira. So he says, vei di rogim rav netam leimach, da filu rav meya, bo yehidim, then another aloha the Tesvis says, da filu rav meya, bo yehidim, mishas misines aget, din dobo shebea, bo pochas mishnayim. That even according to Rav Meir, that the shtar becomes invalid shtar kiyen to yechsime, but by get we have two requirements. One is ashvuye shtore. It has to be shtar kiyen. So that's shtore's dikeshaya. So that is subject to the same dinim as other shtores. So just the shtar matone according to Rav Meir becomes validated as an effect as a valid shtar kiyen to yechsime. So the get also becomes validated as a valid shtar gerish, as a valid shtar kinyan of gerish through the yechsime. But then by gerish there's another aloche of indoros shebe'al pochas mishnayim likim adoro. Just as hamkadish b'idecho d'cheshim b'shof, when he's mikadish b'kesef. So he must be mikadish in the presence of two edim. So when does the gerish take place? Bishas misire, even Rav Meir is made him. When does the kinyan take place? Bishas misire. So really there must be edim misire who witness the ma'isa gerish. Otherwise, so it's not valid because gdushin and gerish require edim likim adam. So in other words, so what stays a shite? That gerish also requires two edim likim adam. Kiyanam. So he says, da'afilu Rav Meir bo edim bishas misire sagin. Den Dover Schwerl von Stein. Wir gehen Stammatlanes Karka und Stammacher, schon Kien Karka, welche Reihe im Mittelpunkt der Bläser in der Dua schon los nefrei. And the same thing is true that by Stammatone, according to the Bläser, if we know that there were no Eidim, Eidim Misire, so then it's not a valid Stakinia. So, it's not a valid shtar kinyan. So Mimele, it's not a valid shtar kinyan. It's not a valid shtar kinyan. So Mimele, the shtar is not valid. The shtar matan. So at first the Isve says two halachas. Number one, that Eidim Misireya required the Malib Rav Meir underscore of Indor Shabbat was Mishtayim Lekim. And the second proposition that is mentions that the court, that in respect to the Ashvui Shtore aspect, so according to Rav Lezer, it becomes a Cheftzer of Ishtar, it becomes validated as Ishtar, as Ishtakien, only through the Misire, but through Eder Sime not. And it doesn't become validated through Eder Sime, either on the score of its own merit of the Eder Sime, nor on the basis of the Yechsime becoming the Yechsime. Then Tesis says, Miu Yesh Lechal. And here comes a very complicated part of this. Miu Yesh Lechal. The Li Yevom in the Mahani Yidu as Baldin Kime Yidin Sagim Yechsime Bimokim Yidu as Baldin Ava Gudushi Yerashim the Mahani Yidu as Baldin Mishu Yimachayev Lachayim the Bigdush Nosa Lachayim Uvigrush Nosa Lachayim. Now, so then Tesis says, no. And Tesis, the same thing Tesis mentions, dafyut. So, in other words, this is contrary to the second din that Tesis mentioned. The first din that Tesis mentioned is that Tim Malim and Rav Meir will require Eidim Misire because of Kirmadon. So there's nothing to do with the Shiloh of Shtos. Then the second din that he mentions, that Tim Shtamatone, according to Rav Lezer, Eidim Sime without Eidim Misire will not be good. Because, according to Rav Lezer, only the Misire validate the Shtar, the Shtar Kinyan, but the Yechsime not. And the Yechsime are not capable per se, on their own merit, to validate Shtar Kinyan, nor are they capable to validate the Shtar as the Shtar Kinyan on the basis of the Yechsime becoming the Misire. So we discussed it last time, but Tesis is made there that insofar as the Shtarai is concerned, so Yechsime certainly validate the Shtar as the Shtarai. So we see, and Shtarai means the Rai of Eides. It doesn't mean an extraneous Echoche. So we see that the Teitzves also, how is it the Shtaraya? And according to Teitzves, it's even more of a Shtaraya than according to the Riv. Because according to the Riv, so the Raya of Shtores only tells us that since the Isha produces the get, so it's a Raya that it was Nimsam Yadabal Yad Isha. But the Raya of Shtores does not go so far as to tell us, as to advise us, that since the Isha produces the get, so it's a Raya that the get was Nimsam Yadabal Yad Isha in the presence of an Imsam. That's not. According to Teitzves, so the Raya of Shtores goes even one step further. And he says that once an Isha produces a get in Besdin, so then Besdin doesn't have to hesitate. And Besdin can readily and promptly give a psak din to the Isha to get married. But, and we don't have to be afraid. Maybe the get was Nimsam in Abalia the Isha in the Benili bin Atzmo, because Mistome Be'ashas. So in other words, so the Raya of Shtores according to Teitzves goes even beyond the scope. According to the Riff. So that means that it's not an extraneous Rai, it's not a Yechos HaZlodis, it's the Rai of Shores. But it doesn't validate, even though as a result of the Isha producing the get, it's an ansade that the get was Nimsa, Mi'alabal the Isha, but it doesn't validate the Shtar as Ishtakim. It does not. It does not. Why not? But as a Shtaraya, it does validate. So it's not a Yechochet Zlodis. It's a Biro of Eides. It's a Biro of Eides. The answer is, according to Teitzves, so if we say the Misirikase, so in order to validate the Shtar Shtakiyan, there must be a Riyasehim, not just a Biro of Eides. And Ansade is a Biro of Eides. But it's not a Riyah of Eides. They didn't observe it. If you were to ask the Eidei Chsime, with the Ishim Dreshes, so they might say, how should we know? We just signed the get and then we gave it over to the Baal, and what happened next, we don't know. So they are not in the Rie, they are only in the Biro, but they are not in the Rie, and they cannot even be in the Hagode. They couldn't be Magid unless they happened to see the delivery of the get from the Baal to the Isha. But if they didn't, so they couldn't even be the Agode. They are only in the Biro, but not in the Rie. So Teitzves Shita is obviously that in order to validate the Shtar of the Shtar Kiyen, it's not enough that it has a Biro of Eid in the Shtar, that the Mesira has a Biro of Eid. It must have a Rie, the Agode. The possibility of being in the Agode. But if it is Nisbariah through the Eidim, through the Yersime, by itself, not through the Agode, not through the Rieh, then it doesn't become a Velishtakir. And that's the machlekes between Teitzves and the Ram. The Ram says that even according to Reb Lezer, so Yersime without the Mesire is Karse, but not on the basis of their own merit. But on the basis of the Idachsime becoming Edim Misire. Why? Because they are Edim Misire. And Edim Birur on the Misire. But they are not Edim Rie on the Misire. Because they don't even know, they didn't see, they didn't observe that. We know through their Sime and the Tfise of the Get by the Isha. So we know. So they are Edim Birur, but they are not Edim Rie. So, in other words, according to the Ram, what validates the Shtar as the Shtar, the Biro of the Mesire. And according to Teitzves, the Riyasreinim, validates the Shtar as a valid Shtar Kinyan. Alright, now, so then Teitzves says that maybe a Shtar Matone without any Mesire and just Yedir Sime would be valid. Why? Because Lingen Momein di Mehanye Yidu Azbaldin ki Meidim Sari Yedir Sime bimkim Yidu Azbaldin Ach Yudush Yedir Shul Mehanye Yidu Azbaldin Mishim Yechai Vachim Yidu Yidu Shosla Akrim Yidu Shosla Akrim. Now what's the Pshat in this? Now, it's not a simple thesis. Now, It seems to me that this taste says the miyun ish l'chalik, and taste says the same thing dafyut. Chas v'balmo, dafyut on the base. Chas v'balmo. So he says, Veinari, v'cheyecha nefaslim v'get b'gav v'misir v'shim s'bokim, v'shul yu mosel mispach alai v'li misir yisroel, v'chanam v'paslim v'shtam atom, v'li tik nechachom v'amin v'lo v'shtori miyu v'omecha, she'in v'gaya. That's a choyz, v'inasa al pidusim shim kinyan, av'l shtam atom e'in kosher v'kinyan v'l'ray se'al v'kinyan she'in b'shtori v'nishas v'sirel. So at first he says that without any misire, it's not valid shtamatone, even though there is nechzime. Then he says, v'afilu im neymar. So afilu im neymar is like the reish l'chalim, losh. V'afilu im neymar shtamatone shchosim b'Yisroel. Koshom it nizbim leg misire, hayni mishim shiyadu al di nechzime, shein ksherim min ha-teire, sheba ashtar min ha-neis l'elam kabel. V'chim kosh abidu as-neis, שהוא כקוף קופיידים, אבל בשטר שחית מלכובים, שאין לי, לא יתמסיר, לא יתחסים, שכשאין לי לבדים חושתה לגל יודי, ואבא חס ובאו, so the same was. Now, let's go over Gemara Yidushin in order to understand this thesis. I think that this new Yish Lechali can be explained in several different ways. Three or four ways. We could explain the Teisves on the basis of Rabbi Netam's din. That in other words, because what does Rabbi Netam say? That even the Kolit Rameya, the Misire are imperative in a get, because without any misire, so even according to Rameya, so we don't have any Kimado, so the Kedushin is moving void. Yedushin is moving void. So this is what Teisves says. You see, at first Teisves said, mentioned two halachas. One proposition, Rav Netam's proposition, that Gerushin requires any Kimado, just as Dushi Kesef requires any Kimado, and then the second halacha, that as far as the Ashvuye Shtore aspect is concerned, so according to Rabbi Lezer, it becomes a Hefze of Ishtar, it becomes validated as Ishtar only through Eid Misir, only through the Rie, through the Eid Misir, but not through the Chsin, that Chsin. Now he says, no, we can say just the first thing of this, Rav Netam's thing, that Gerushin requires Eidim Nikim Adama. But as far as the Ashvuye Shtore aspect is concerned, so then it can become validated through the Chsim Etu. So this is what he's saying. Mir Yish Lechalek, Dili Yemom Eidim Han Yidaz Bal Bin Kim Eidim. So in other words, by moment we don't need Eidim Nikim Adama, because if by moment we require Eidim Nikim Adama, so then, So then, Hiduas Baldin wouldn't be effective, because Hiduas Baldin 1,000 times, but we need Eidim Nikim Adama. But by moment there is Exeris HaKosuf Kiyuzeh, so even without Eidim, if Reuven says, I borrowed from Shimon $1,000, so Beis Din is made in Yode. So, but he didn't borrow the money in the presence of Eidim. So if there had been a requirement of the Kim Adomo, he shouldn't be liable. The answer is, Luivu Sadul Shakre. By moment, we don't need any Kim Adomo, only Livure. So, but Mashem came by Kip. So we need any Kim Adomo, if Mekolit Rav Netam required Eidim Misire, if Mekolit Rav Meya. Rav Netam says that if Mekolit Rav Meya required Eidim Misire, because of the Kim Adomo, so the Mele, without any misire, so the Eidim Likim Adovo is lacking. Mashenikim Vashtamatone, we don't need Eidim Likim Adovo. All we need is that it should be a Heftzer Vishtar. So in order to become validated as a Shtar, so the Chsime can also validate the Shtar. But by Gerushin, true, it becomes a Shtar Gerushin for the Chsime. But we need Eidim Likim Adovo. And how do we know that we need Eidim Likim Adovo? That Hiduas Baldin is not effective? Mir Yish Lechalek.